The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. World's most important job, mothering children, and a cold makes it tough. She needs bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine speeds relief all over your body, all the way relief for discomforts of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
Yes, bromoquinine speeds relief for cold miseries all over your body. Only bromoquinine has 7 fast-acting medicines to help fight stuffy nose and all those cold miseries. Get all the way relief with bromoquinine.
Come on, come on in. I don't want to hold the door open and let all the cold air in.
Yeah, I'm coming in, Effie.
Stack your feet. Don't track in all that snow.
For Pete's sake, you think I was 6 years old.
Well, you're just as careless as you were when you were 6 years old. Did you bring the evening paper? Is that it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wonderful. I want to see what that word was in last night's crossword puzzle. Oh, I love crossword puzzles.
Yeah, so do I.
Hello, dear. I'm in the kitchen. Come on out.
Oh, okay.
How did things go at the office? Did you have your talk with Mr. Cranshaw?
Oh, no. I'm waiting to see what Charlie Bemis has to say.
Funny they didn't come over Saturday night, but they said they'd be over this week sometime. What's the matter?
Look, how much longer is Aunt Effie going to visit us?
Shh, be quiet. What's the matter with you? I think she's in the living room.
I know she's in the living room. She grabbed my evening paper, as usual. She's sitting in there in my favorite chair, doing my crossword puzzle, as usual.
Shh, now, honey, please.
Well, darn it, I mean, look, I love Aunt Effie, but she's been here since Thanksgiving.
Well, since Aunt Martha's visiting her daughter, there's no point in Aunt Effie going back to Dodge Center and just rattling around in that big old house that's so hard to heat.
Oh, I know, I suppose not. But you and I never get a chance to talk anymore. Aunt Effie plunks herself right down, babbles on and on.
Well,
yesterday, scraping all my pipes out with a paring knife.
I know, dear. She said they smell.
Well, she doesn't have
But
to
I didn't
smoke
catch
them.
Her in time. I'm sorry about that.
Can't listen to the radio, can't watch TV. She talks all through it. Or else she gets up and changes the station.
Yes, I know. Well, now, dear, remember she has been very nice to us. And there are advantages to having her here. She helps me with the housework. She stays with the children so I can get away once in a while for bridge club and all that.
Yeah, I know. Look, I don't mean to be unpleasant, but darn it. Look at her in there now doing my crossword puzzle.
I'll buy you a book of crossword puzzles, dear.
That's not the same thing.
Look, now go take your coat off and then ask her if you can have part of the paper, and maybe she will take the hint.
Yeah, probably give me the want ad section.
Stop the world, I want to get off. That was a popular joke a while back, and it's easy to understand why. So much happens so fast these days, we're likely to feel we can't keep up with it all. Well, the truth is, without the expert help of men like Edward R. Murrow and Lowell Thomas of CBS News, any one of us might find it difficult to keep up to date with history of our own lifetimes. Lowell Thomas and Edward R. Murrow offer listeners the benefits of their extensive travels and of their years of experience in gathering news. Both men know the world by heart. First-hand knowledge of people and places in the news enables them to present even the most complicated news development in straightforward and clear fashion. Even though history may seem to move too fast today, don't try to hop off our planet. Join us on CBS Radio instead, later in the day, as most of these same stations bring you Lowell Thomas and Edward R. Murrow with the news.
Started. What are you two doing?
Well, I'm doing the crossword puzzle, and he's just sitting there staring out the window. Relaxing, I guess, aren't you?
Yeah. What happened to my ashtray?
I emptied it. Are you going to smoke another cigarette already? You just finished one.
I decided to smoke another.
My, you smoke a lot.
Shall I turn on the radio, dear? I mean, it's time for the 6 o'clock news.
Oh, yeah, do.
Did you discuss with him the draft that comes under the back door? My goodness, that is certainly terrible.
Well, I'll discuss it later, Aunt Effie. He wants to listen to the news now.
Well, I think he should. I think every man ought to keep up on what's going on in the world.
Yes, well, I guess everybody
should. From Washington today, big news. President Eisenhower told the Senate committee that...
I think it's wonderful that Eisenhower has his house in Gettysburg, don't you? It's just lovely around there. We drove through there once, and it was...
Foreign Affairs Committee
I guess it's George and Francis Butler.
Arizona,
we all shared expenses. We went on the Skyline Drive to Virginia. Turn the volume down a little, dear. It's much too loud.
Well,
and the Skyline Drive is just beautiful. We got this wonderful apple candy. I think I sent Betsy some, didn't I?
Yes, you did, Aunt Effie.
And
yes.
From India tonight comes news of a conference pending between the leaders of the various organizations.
Oh, India. I've always wanted to go to India and see the Taj Mahal. I had these lovely friends, the Wilkerson. She was Marie Kendall before she was married.
One moment. I've just been handed a last-minute item.
Well, they went to India to live, and I believe he was an engineer of some kind.
Died just 15 minutes ago. The death of this world-famous philanthropist came as a complete shock and surprise to everyone.
Who was it? Who died?
I don't know. I didn't get
it, dear. Somebody...
Apparently in good health. His collapse this afternoon.
The Wilkersons were the loveliest couple. Yes. Marie's mother went to school with me. Now, she was a Bunderson, I
think. The loss of this brilliant man, whose contributions to science as well as to the economic welfare of the entire world will be felt in every corner of the globe.
Who was it?
I don't know.
He was a Bunderson. They lived kitty corner to Delbert.
Look, Aunt Effie, would you...
Remember the Hicks family? She was absolutely the worst housekeeper
you've ever had. More complete details on our late news. Now the weather. Continued cold with snow flurries late tonight. And that's all for tonight.
Well, there certainly wasn't much in the news tonight, was there? Guess you turned in too late. This clock is slow. I meant to tell you that. My goodness. What's the matter with him tonight?
Well, nothing, Aunt Effie. I guess he just wanted to go into his den. He probably has some work he wants to do.
No, I don't think it's that. He's very edgy about something, and I know what it is.
You do?
Yes, I do. He needs a change, and so do you. Neither of you have got out enough. Now, you're going to dress and go out to dinner tonight.
Oh.
And it's going to be my treat.
Oh, no, yes. Aunt Effie. Oh, no, wait a minute. No, Aunt Effie. Aunt Effie, don't.
There now. Look at him. Just sitting in his den, staring out the window.
Well,
now, come on. Get up out of that chair.
What?
Get
here.
Wait a minute. What's the matter?
Now, you are going to get dressed up and take your wife out to dinner.
Well,
dining and dancing, and it's going to be my treat.
Oh, no. Look here, Aunt Effie.
I have dinner on the stove.
I will eat it. Now, hurry up. Go upstairs and get ready. Remember, it's my treat.
No, Aunt Effie. I mean, it's very nice of you, I'm sure. But...
Now, I have been eating off of you for weeks. And I think it's time I did a little something in return.
Oh, eating off us. We love having you, don't we, dear?
Yes, of course we do. For Pete's sake, now, don't feel that way, Aunt Effie.
Well, I do feel that way.
Well,
and before I came to visit you, I tucked some money in the back part of my purse where I wouldn't touch it. And that money I planned for just this very thing. Now, I will stay with the children, and you two go out and have a wonderful time.
Well, I don't know.
Now, my feelings will be very hurt if you don't accept my treat. They really will.
Well, it's wonderful of you, Aunt Effie, isn't it, dear?
Well, yes, of course it's
wonderful.
And
it would be fun. It would certainly be fun.
Well.
Now, let's see. Where could we go?
Well, you decide. But I did see where one new place opened near here. I saw it in the paper a week or so ago. I cut it out. Oh, it's upstairs on my dresser. I'll go get it. It looks like a wonderful place.
Oh, look, I am dead tired. I don't feel like cleaning up and going out to dinner tonight. Besides, more snow is predicted.
Well,
the paper
it is
said...
her treat. It is her treat now, and she insists on it. Do you want to hurt her feelings?
Well, no, of course
well,
not,
all
but
right,
I...
then. How about Birchwood Tavern?
Oh, no. Even with reservations, you stand in line for an hour. That place is always jammed.
Well, the places with good food, dear, are always jammed.
How about Minetti's Steakhouse?
Oh, no, that's always so noisy. How about the Old English Inn?
That place?
Yeah, that's nice.
Look, the tables are the size of postage stamps. You can't get your legs under them, even though those check tablecloths with candles dripping all over. Certainly don't feel like having a gypsy coming around reading my tea leaves tonight.
Well, we could go to that Chinese place. Do you feel like chow mein?
I feel like staying home. I'm dead tired.
Well, we are going out. We are not going to hurt her feelings. Of course, I don't know where to go. I don't know why it is we always go through this. We never know where to go. And if we do find a place we like, we do it to death until we're so sick and tired of it.
I found it.
Oh.
A new place has opened that's called the Fountain Blue.
Fountain Blue.
Mm-hmm. Out on Silver Lake.
Oh, the Fountain Blue.
Out on Silver Lake?
Yes,
25 miles from
here.
Well,
I'll chip in on the gas, too.
I don't care about the gas, Aunt Effie.
No, this is my treat tonight.
You're not buying gas, Aunt Effie, for goodness sakes, but it is a little far to go, and I've heard about it. It's terribly fancy.
Well, that's where I want you to go. If it's my treat, I want it to be terribly fancy.
Well, the point is, Aunt Effie, it's a very dressy place.
Yes,
you know, dinner jacket
well,
and
don't
all.
Don't you have one?
No, I
have one, dear.
You know, when I bought that dinner jacket...
Well, it's all right. They don't go out of style. It's hanging up in the cedar closet.
Now, look, I am...
Oh, I just love to see men dressed up in that fancy way. And I'll bet you look handsome.
He does look handsome. Now, I may need a little pressing, though.
Oh, I'll do that. I'll go right out and put the iron on.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Look, I do not feel like getting all togged up in a dinner jacket tonight. Besides, I don't even know if that thing fits anymore. Top of that, I'll probably reek of cedar and mothballs all evening.
Be quiet. Do you want to hurt Aunt Effie's feelings?
Well, no, of course not, but...
All right, then. Go shower and shave. Of course, I don't know what in the world I'm going to wear.
Oh, Mommy, you look just beautiful, doesn't she, Aunt Effie?
Oh, my, I should say. And your daddy looks very handsome.
Where is Daddy?
He's phoning. He's making reservations at the Fontainebleau. Goodness, I feel half put together. We rushed.
Well, you look lovely. Now I'll get my purse and give you the money. Remember, it's my treat.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Now what? What's the matter?
Oh,
dear?
It's closed. The place is closed. Monday nights, they're not open.
Oh, I forgot it was Monday.
Yeah. Closed.
None of the nice places are open on Monday.
Oh.
Well, I suppose we could eat at the hotel.
Now, it's my treat, and I wanted to treat you to something special. I wanted you to go to this new fancy place.
Well, they're not open, Aunt Effie.
Well, I suppose we go out there tomorrow night.
Well, I guess we're all dolled up and ready to go out tonight. There must be some place that's open.
Well, I did want you to go to that nice fancy place, since it's my treat.
Yes, of course, Aunt Effie. Now, we'll plan it for tomorrow, dear.
Look, we're all dressed up. If we stay home, we'll have to change again. Now,
why, Daddy, can't you be dressed up like that and eat dinner at home? Gee, you look so much nicer than you usually do.
How do you like that?
Dear, you do put on that old sport shirt and those awful slippers, and I'm generally in a house dress. All right, Betsy, we'll stay like this.
Come on, Betsy. We'll put on our party dresses, too.
You know something, Betsy's right. We do look very elegant. So what is for dinner, m'lady?
Leftovers.
Del Monte, pineapple, grapefruit juice, drink. My mom says Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink is so good because it's made by Del Monte. And she ought to know because she's been buying Del Monte fruits and stuff for, maybe 75 years.
Enjoy Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink and the other Del Monte juice drinks. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Ed Bryce, and is produced by Walter.